and her daughter,
Alva Mary Amos McMullen.
And today is September 21st, 1995, and we're at 2023 Pleasantville Road in Fauston. The interview is with Rose Famous Amos, but her daughter is here as well. Mrs. Amos, where were you born and when?
I was born at Cherry Hill, Street, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Harford County, and in 1907.
Okay. And your parents were?
Alva Wonders Amos.
Alva Wonders Amos.
Famous.
Uh-huh. And your father was?
James Parker, Famous.
Okay. Was your father a farmer?
Yes. But he had gone to University of Maryland Medical School. He lacked 2 years of graduating, and it took much money, and father died, and he had to come home and help his mother run the farm of 150 acres.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school at Mount Pleasant, which is still standing. When Alva Wonders also attended, and her father, George Wonders, had a large farm, about 200 acres, on Deer Creek and 80 Road. They had a spring house with the room above where Maggie McGee washed clothes. He had a stove up there that was used to heat water to wash the clothes. My grandfather used to wear a white shirt every day to work. He drove to Baltimore. He had a buckboard and a horse named Tom. When he stopped at our place, in Pawsville, he always had a bag of peppermint candy. Yes. He came from Germany when he was a little boy, about 8 years old. He could count in German and lift his leg up level with eyes and put his hand out to touch his foot and hold it for a while. That's when he was right old.
Wow.
80-some.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came over on the boat, his sister Lena got sick and died, and they had to bury her at sea. He had a sister who lived in Washington, D.C. She married and had a son named August Vogelsberger. Aunt Ada, my mother's sister, was my mother, Alva Wonders, was good at working outside. She loved to work. Her sister Ada liked to stay inside and sew. She made beautiful dresses. My mother, Alva Wonders, was born on the farm. The barn was at the top of the hill and went down deep drains in the lane to the house below. I can remember a big kitchen and porch. He had a grand spring house with a room over it and a stove in it where Maggie McGee washed clothes. She was his housekeeper. She had a child named Edna and a boyfriend named Bob Ross. Betty and Jack lived near there, but sold it. The Normans, Jack and Dick, Ray and Helene Dunnigan were married, and then they lived there. Dick and his parents bought the place. Dick Norman lives there now. He married Arlene and has several children. Mary, his daughter, loved to ride horses. James Parker Famous was Joseph Famous's son. He was born on the Jewett place in Darlington. He worked on the place. Mr. Jewett, a wealthy man, liked him and wanted him to go to Europe with him. His mother didn't want him to go, so he didn't go. The Jewett farm is on 3300 Harmony Church Road, where Hazel Ross Douglas lives. It is a beautiful mansion. Joseph and Sarah Murphy were married at St. Ignatius Church and are buried there.
You grew up in and Rocks, is that right? On Cherry Hill Road?
Cherry Hill, Highland.
Mm-hmm. You were born at Cherry Hill Road, mm-hmm. and you lived there. How long did you live there?
About 5 years,
I think. Oh, and then you moved over to up to Pilesville.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My father always had white fences.
Oh, really? Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And what kind? What did he raise? What kind of farm was it?
Oh, it was we had cows and
dairy.
Yes, mm-hmm. but not very many. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody had, you know, a few cows, 10 or 12, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we shipped the milk down to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
We used to take the milk wagon with milk in it, take it out to Pilesville Station.
Uh-huh.
And there were two platforms. One was to put the empty cans on when the train came back up, and the Baltimore, and the empty cans were put there, and then the loaded cans were on another platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they picked them up.
Mm-hmm. So you remember the Monpa Railroad and the Pilesville Station there. Where was that station?
Well, it was right there in Pilesville.
Where the Halsey store is? Or,
No, that's it. No, you go up.
Up farther. Wow. Yeah. Oh, I remember where it is. Okay. So you were there until you were a teenager, or how long? You went to school at Highland, mm-hmm. High School.
First 5 grades.
Uh-huh.
And then I went and moved to Delta. My father bought a little farm up there.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to school in Delta for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Then he sold that and bought another farm down in Deer Creek. We called it. And then I went to Dublin School.
Okay. Why did he move from farm to farm? Was he buying larger farms? And,
yes.
Uh-huh.
And he usually sold at a profit. Uh-huh. He would improve it with his board fences.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made the place look nice.
And the one on the Deer Creek on Sandy Hook Road had, what, 200 acres?
Yeah,
and the whole house is still there. And mm-hmm. They go up and see it lots of times.
Yeah, they built a room at it because it had a big porch all around it.
Uh-huh.
Three sides, the porch was. And now, whoever owns it made a room out of the porch, you know.
Oh.
One in front of this room and then one in front of this room.
Huh. So then you went to Delta then, and
first 5 grades you went to Highland School.
Uh-huh.
And Bessie Mason was your teacher.
First grade teacher.
First grade teacher. And then in Delta School you were in the 6th and 7th grade. And who is
often
this?
Often now in Manifold. She didn't go, you know.
Manifold. And then Payne Thompson was your teacher.
At Dublin.
And in that
8th and 9th grades. Yeah, he's a doctor now. I don't know whether he's still living or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sort of was using that to get some money to finish up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was your Bel Air? You were in the 10th and 11th grade.
When was that? You went from Delta then to Bel Air?
Mm-hmm. Her daddy sold the Dublin place, right?
And the next farm was where?
Well, now, from Delta, we moved to Dublin on this 244-acre farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Dublin School in the 8th and 9th grade. But it was not an accredited school, so I went on the bus to Bel Air. In the 10th and 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
My teachers were Miss Washabaugh, and she married Dr. Harrison. I couldn't understand that because Dr. Harrison was such a nice person. I didn't care too much for the
other. Dr. Harrison delivered me, is that right? Mm. At Johns Hopkins. I was a cesarean.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, who was your Latin teacher?
Miss Bailey.
At where?
At Bel Air. Miss Boxman was my English teacher at Bel Air. And Miss Somerville was the, home economics teacher.
Had to sit with...
Yes, had to sit with George Van Bibber. That much.
What was wrong with George Van Bibber?
Oh, I don't know.
He was very artistic and very bright.
Very artistic.
And you went to
Towson Normal School and had a 2-year course.
And you went on the what, Lawn Paw?
To go down and I stayed down there.
Oh, I thought you and Ruth and McComas used to ride the Lawn Paw back.
Yeah, well, we did on weekends.
Okay.
And you roomed with Helen Laird.
Aretha
McComas, who just recently died. She lived up in Jarrisville, and she taught many, many years in Crawford County. And also Helen Laird McComas.
Helen McComas, she was my first grade teacher.
Was she?
At Highland.
Oh, yes. Yes. They were roommates. She has a lot of pictures of Helen when she was a little girl.
Wow.
They were first cousins.
Oh.
Her daddy, James Parker Famous' sister, was May Laird, and she was the mother of Helen McComas.
Oh,
Your first grade teacher?
Yeah. Nice. I loved her, yeah.
Oh, she's great. Is.
Yeah. So she was funny. I just didn't make a good teacher.
She was.
And then you went down to
summer school is what I went to do in Hopkins. Took astronomy and science 1 year.
And then you started.
And I started teaching in 27. I have a picture of students at 27 in front of the Chimney Corner Club. Where is that?
That's fine.
Thank you. My first teacher, I taught at 2-room school at Youth Benefit for 10 years. My principals were Alan Duran, Wilson, and Evelyn Thomas, and Sarah Wright.
I knew all three of those.
Huh?
I knew all three of those.
I did, And I stayed out several years from a baby out of Mary was born. You just had to stop when you got married. But I did substitute work. I took Al Mary with me when I substituted. She was good, and so was Peggy Wolf, whose mother had to work as her husband was killed. He fell off the roof. The war was on, and many women worked at Edgewood inspecting masks for soldiers. I really substituted at Rutledge School. I took Al Mary with me and Casey Lynch. Betty Morgan drew pictures for her, and Al Mary scribbled on her books.
Maybe you can talk about the old Youth Benefit School.
Well,
the old Youth Benefit School was a one-room building, wasn't it, at first?
Located on the edge of Winfield Scar's farm. But now it's Howard Scar's fields. This was moved to the other side of the road because he wanted to farm the rest of the field where the school was. I remember Sarah Wright being late for school and wanting that they were moving the school from one side to another. They were putting logs down to help move the old school building across the road, sliding it along on the logs that they laid down. Willard Amos' brother to David Amos, attended the one-room school. Later, David, Rose's husband, attended the new two-room school. Several of his teachers were Miss Ethel Greer, Edith Terry, who later became Mrs. Herbert Hook, Mrs. Herbert Hanna, who had the garage and car business.
And I would just like to say that the present, the old one room you spent at the school is still a structure, and the Scarfs had it rented it out over the years, and it is still there, but it's empty now, and it's in pretty bad shape, and it's behind the trees and shrubbery there on 152. And then, of course, the two-room you spent at school where my daddy, David Amos, and where later Rose Amos taught is up on Pleasantville Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now a tea room, which is very nice.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And what else do they have there?
Oh, they have a nursery in the back. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. Good for you. And then down from the two-room school, you remember the field was Lancaster's house?
Yes, and down to the 7-Eleven was the Lancaster store.
Where the 7-Eleven is now is Lancaster's.
We called it Lancaster's Corner.
Hmm.
Mrs. Lancaster was a handler. They had, what was it, 8 children? Yes.
Inez and Agatha, Alice, who is still alive, Mary Elizabeth, Johnny, Hanlon, Carl, and Willie Lancaster.
Yeah, Willie was eldest.
And of course, they used to have the Hanlon Farm, which was a huge farm off of Hess Road. Of course, it's been sold and it has developed, but it was mm-hmm. a beautiful farm.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been about 500 acres at one time.
Mm.
There's Marie Hetch Amos.
Here before Rose.
Who was Marie Hetch?
Marie Amos.
Marie Amos. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My Marie Amos. Yeah, over in Highland.
Yes,
very well. She was the principal at Highland. I had forgotten her middle name. That was her maiden name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I interviewed her as well.
Good. Well, she taught up at Youth Benefit before mm-hmm. you came, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a lovely person.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very hardworking. You want to talk more about Lancaster store, Mother?
Yes, well, Lancaster store had a big pot-bellied stove inside and benches around two sides of the stove. It was a large, big room with shelves in the back where they had cloth, dry goods store, shells, and then a big molasses barrel. You had to have sort of a pump on the top, and you pumped it out, your clerk pumped it out. Mm-hmm. You know, when people would take their quart jar to get a quart of molasses or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I remember it when I was a little girl. Out here where the 7-Eleven was a lovely, great big old country store. And the Lancasters, the school board had bought the land from Mr. William Lancaster to build the two-room youth benefit school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first youth benefit, there's a lot of story about that it was given for the benefit of the youth, and that's where the name came from.
Youth mm-hmm. benefit.
The Quakers. But a lot of people do not know that the one-room school was the first building, and that's down there next to used to be Lowe's Feed Mill, and now it's a little shopping, teeny-weeny place mm-hmm. where they have a cleaners and Webb's nursery.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Right down there. But now this little house is really covered almost. You can hardly see it from, it's right on the road, but it's got a a hedgerow of trees and shrubbery and stuff in the front. So I hope it doesn't disappear. And somehow it would be great if they could save it, like the two-room school, because that is the one room, the old one. And after they moved it across the road, Ben Amos, old Ben, remembers it being a tanning shop, because I remember talking to him. He went down to get some boots for his father, and they used to have felt boots.
Well, I remember that my father had felt boots. And then they had a water resistant boot on top of that. That's a rubber.
Let's see. There's a big wooden
platform, a Leinster store, that the farmers had to bring their cans of milk to be shipped by truck to Baltimore. Later, farmers had milk stands at the end of their lanes to put the milk cans on for the milk trucks to pick up and take down to Baltimore. Sometimes people would want to ride on the truck to Baltimore, and they wouldn't have to pay on the train.
There we go. Okay, go ahead.
David's farmed, my husband farmed a long time with his father Lemuel and brother Willard. Then he went to the Farm Bureau Insurance, which later became Nationwide Insurance. Mr. Sam Gilbreth was his boss.
Their farm was right across the road here, where Dr. Amos lives.
Willard and Dave were to get the farm. Howard was to get his education. Howard graduated from Western Maryland with a scholarship, and then he went to Dickinson College, where he met Ernestine, and they got married. Well, we said about the molasses barrel. There was a spout, and you had to turn it to get it out. They had big counters, the big glass display cases with all kinds of candy in one of them. And then the bolts of cloth, had boots and galoshes and nails and hardware, axes, shovels and rakes
at the
Pilesville.
No, that was at the Lancaster store. Lancaster store. We jumped on from the subject of Uncle Howard to Lancaster store, but that's all right. Back to Uncle Howard, he's still alive, and he's down in Fort Myers, and he'll be 91, or he was 91. And he is very alert, and we see him, we go down to Florida, Naples. And he's at Fort Myers, but he gives a speech every holiday. And on President's Day, he gave quite a lengthy talk, about an hour, about Harry Truman. He had done a lot of research, and he gave a wonderful talk on Truman. And is very knowledgeable and can recite poetry much better than I can.
Well.
Now, you have some notes back on Pilesville, where you used to live. Let's see.
Pilesville Rose lived across from the store. It was Lannis' store, and they had everything like a farm, a farm store would have. And
where was that store? In Pilesville, you mean?
Yeah. It's not there, no.
It's not.
And it had a mill.
It was a big mill that could grind cornmeal and crack corn. It was Linus's mill store. The other side of Linus's mill, there were two creeks before you get there. One of them was the Race. It was a stream that went up, and then it poured down and made the wheel go around for the mill. On the other side, there were two creeks before you got there. Miss Mary Whitaker was a clerk at Lannis' store. Rose remembers buying chocolate, Negro babies, 10 per penny. At Pilesville, two milk platform.
Okay. And you go skip that. You want anything else you want to talk about to Pilesville before you start back on Daddy? Remember anything about Pilesville?
Where was the farm in Pilesville?
About a mile from the store.
And the Pilesville.
Okay. We don't know where the store was. So, what road was it on?
The main road. What is that?
165.
Yeah. 165 was up on a hill.
So it must have been off of Old Pilesville Road.
And the store, yeah, must have, maybe. I don't know exactly where the store is, but I know where the farm was, but because the road goes right through the middle of it. And up there was a hill, like, to the side, and then there's that little road that turns off to the right, and you kind of go to a little crossroads or something over there to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, their farm is on the left, and it's all open. There are no buildings or anything.
No sign of it left.
No sign of it left, no.
Mm. Well, it was between the present Pilesville, like where the post office is, and Whiteford in that area?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it is. I haven't been up there for a while. We have some pictures of the house, but you can't tell too much exactly.
How big was that farm, the one in Pilesville?
About 100 acres. Mm-hmm.
So when you moved to the Delta. When you moved to the Dublin farm.
No, after Pilesville, we went to Delta.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And that was about 60 acres, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But it was in the borough, and the taxes were high.
Mm-hmm.
And borough taxes.
And we go up to see it every now and then. It's still...
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of the road. Can you remember the name of the road? You used to call it Bunker Hill Farm, but it's not that. That's not the name of the road.
Hmm.
Church Road, I think.
Church Street? Now. Church Street?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still a farm.
Yeah, and then we're down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're up around. And I think Granddaddy's white fence is still there.
Huh.
Yeah,
the fence is not white anymore, but it's still a... But the barn, that couple, about 10 years ago, they had the barn, but I think it's been torn down. Maybe the corn house is still there, and I think there are a couple houses back there. But they still have a pasture field, and that stream down there, you know, where you get down the hill and then up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good stream in spring. I imagine there's a good spring down there.
Yeah, down around and down at the bottom of the hill was the barn. And a spring house. That's where they put the milk. Until he hooked up the wagon and then took it down to over to the station.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the platform and then the train took it on.
So you went from the Pilesville farm to the Delta farm, which was actually a little smaller, but may have been more valuable.
Yeah.
And then after Delta, you went to Dublin?
Yes. And that was the big farm.
That was the...
44 acres.
Uh-huh. 200 and some acres. And you had a dairy operation there, too, I imagine.
Had dairy cows. Had cows there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dublin. You talked about taking the milk wagon or going to Walter's Mill.
Yes, and then that big hill had to go up.
Mm-hmm.
The big hill.
Of course, they used to pull it up the hill.
Maud, was that Maud?
No, Bill.
The horse named Bill, who went up the hill to the mill.
Yes, you never mind any old time.
Helen McComas did a good job.
Yeah, she did. Oh, geez. So, and Dublin, after that you went to Bel Air,
mm-hmm.
a farm in Bel Air. And where was that?
Well, I went on the bus, Mr. Dominic Rossi's bus, to Bel Air
High School.
High school.
Oh, you mean you went to Bel Air High School when you lived in Dublin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because Dublin school was not an accredited school, and I was afraid, you know, it wouldn't, the points I earned there might not count.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Bel Air ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. And then you eventually moved to Bel Air, yeah, though, on, yeah, Cars Mill Road.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay. So my address was Bel Air then. And the old house is still there, Bel Air. And that's where Granddaddy lived till he died.
On Cars Mill Road?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and, but the house has changed hands several times.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry we didn't buy it.
Yes, and keep it. Because they said the Grays, they were the ones that bought it. They just took everything out of the downstairs. Just,
oh, completely remodeled it.
Yes, completely remodeled. Even took the lovely staircase that we had.
Yes, I remember as a little girl, it was so pretty. It had a big central staircase, and it was a nice big house. But anyway, it's been, I have not been inside,
yes,
but
it had 13 rooms.
But it's changed around now, and they took everything, gutted it out, I guess, and changed it. And they had a poor old, and they had a nice barn. I remember the barn, and they had a nice spring. You said there were several springs. And anyway, Granddaddy lived there, and they still had some cows and chickens and guineas.
Mm-hmm.
The guineas used to chase me, and turkeys.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, if you decided to go to Bel Air School because of the accreditation, you must have already known you wanted to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've known that almost from the beginning.
Really? Since you were a little girl?
Yes,
you wanted to be a teacher?
I used to play with my dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had a room over the kitchen with a stairway from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother left the door open so it would warm up a little. And that's where the hard man slept.
Mm-hmm.
And I played school with my dolls up there.
You'd place them on the steps and pretend that they were in their desks, and you taught them there.
Yes. I remember one time I put the dolls in Hard Man's bed, and I forgot to take them out. And he went to bed, and he said, Miss Mabel, I can't get in bed for these dolls. So she said, well, just take them out and put them down there on the floor.
So then you became a teacher and taught 43 years, right, in Harford,
mm-hmm,
County?
Mm-hmm.
What grades did you teach? Elementary school?
Primary.
Primary, mm-hmm.
Primary.
And what school did you teach at? All at Youth's Benefit?
No. Started out at Youth's Benefit. And I taught 10 years there. And then, I stopped because I was going to have a baby named Valerie.
It's all your fault.
And back then, you couldn't teach, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you were practically married, they expected you to stop.
Uh-huh. Huh. What, do you have very many memories of Falston when you were growing up? Or when you began teaching there, besides Lancaster Store? Was there a library, a community library in Falston that you remember?
I don't remember any. No. I don't think we had a library.
Okay. Who was William L. Amos? Would that have been your father-in-law?
William L. Amos.
William Lemuel Amos? Because he was one of the gentlemen who created a news library in Falston in 1889. I thought you might have some...
No, I think her father-in-law was Lemuel Howard Amos.
Okay.
And his father, was Benjamin William, but I know this William L. Is a branch off of that family, you know, like an uncle or a great uncle or her husband. But I, you know, that's about as close as we can.
Yeah, there's a picture of a baby. David and his mother was Martha
Elizabeth Hamilton, Amos. That's my mother when she was a little baby.
Little girl.
And let's see, you taught youth benefit, and then you substituted after you had me, and then you went to, then where did you go? Back to youth? No, you went to Emerton and to Bel Air. So you were at Bel Air Elementary and Emerton?
Yeah, there. Well, at elementary, a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Wellness School. We went to Wellness School. Oh. We taught at Wellness. Maybe that's where you went when you first went back. Can you remember? We should have that written down someplace. Yeah. Okay, youth benefit, and then you write with me. Then you went back to to Wellness School, which is still there. Mrs. Rogers, that owned the Alney Horse Farm. Son, Dr. Bill Howard, was in mother's class at Wellness School. Anyway, she bought the school after it had been closed and moved it across the road and put it on Alney Farm there in the pasture field, and it's now an Anglican church, but it is used as a church, and the building has been saved. And she was always so good to mother,
The flowers at Mary Eva Greenfield.
Yeah, Mary Eva Greenfield also lived next to the school. She still lives there, and she has all these flowers along the road as you go down. Old Joppa? What is the name of that?
I think it's Old Joppa.
Old Joppa. Right there next as you go to Alney Horse Farm. Right. And they had a write-up in the Aegis about Mary Eva Greenfield and her flowers.
Yes, I saw that.
So her children used to go to Wellness School. But anyway, Wilna was a two-room school. And so I went there with mother, and I attended there. And then we had Grace McComas was the other one, was the principal and the upper grades teacher. Then they closed it. I don't know what year that was. And I remember going to fifth grade to Bel Air Elementary.
It was all in Bel Air.
And while I was at Bel Air, where were you? Emerton? I think you went to Emerton.
Oh, did I go to Bel Air too?
No. You weren't there at the same time. I had Mrs. Sue Snodgrass and Hunter Sutherland. That's Sue Snodgrass for the fifth grade and Hunter Sutherland, Fuzzy's heart.
He's dead.
Wonderful person. And he was a teaching principal.
Yeah, he died about 2 years ago.
And so you were at Emerton, and that was a three-room school. You and Retha McComas and Miss
Workman. She was principal.
And you had, what, the second and third grade? Oh, that's right. And it closed Emerton, and then you went to Bel Air. And Mr. Sutherland was the principal. Martha Yelton Wright was the secretary. Martha Yelton Wright lives on a big farm up the country, too. And then you came back and taught at Youth Benefit. The present day youth benefit, and we both taught at youth benefit. We both had
second grade.
Right? Big building, you know.
Yeah,
they had consolidated.
Yes,
little two-room schools, and put them all in where it is now.
That's right. They took the two-room school at Upper Crossroads, and the two-room school at Falston, which is still there, and that's incorporated in the Presbyterian Church next to the little gas station there, and then the two-room at Youth Benefit. And then I guess Rutledge too. Or maybe Rutledge had already closed before then. Well, anyway, they were all in East Benefit School. Now mm-hmm. East Benefit School has two buildings. The
portables.
And portables.
Mm-hmm.
Four portables.
Well, I'm not, it varies.
To change the subject, we've gone through the schools. I wanted to get back to the 4-H camp. Tell me about how that was created and what you remember about its early days.
Well, let's see. Daddy Jenkins.
Daddy Jenkins and Miss Carson. Well, they were going to buy down below our home there on Carsmill Road, but then they didn't. Because the lake, they liked the land up at Rocks.
Because of the creek being there?
Yes, mm-hmm. Deer Creek,
yeah, and they could make a pool very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And had a dormitory, well, a girls' dormitory and a boys' dormitory.
And you are, so then you, how did you help to raise the funds?
Well, by the old hen daddy. And everybody could afford it, brought an old hen.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody came along and picked them all up and took them and sold them. And then we gave that money to the extension aid. I forget who it was. But anyhow, and then that helped to pay a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what other means did they raise money?
I can't think of any more.
Well, maybe they had bake sales and made cookies and cakes. And you remember Snodgrass Stubbs planting trees, pine trees out there?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one day I didn't go that day. I forget what was happening. I think it was sick. But anyhow, a lot of them went up there, and somebody had gotten these trees, pine trees, and so they planted a pine tree for themselves. So somebody planted one for me. So one of those trees, those pine trees, up at the 4-H camp, his name Rose.
And you used to have a map. I remember seeing that map when I was a teenager of the different, where the things were up there. Of course, I don't know where it is now. I don't remember that.
A map of the site, you mean?
Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. that's what it was. I thought I had the pine trees and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put it in the truck and take it out to Blair, I think. But anyhow, this truck was here coming up the hill, and we go out and start walking, and then I was kind of struck on the truck driver. And he would pick us up, and we would go with him to school.
You're talking about the driver for Carr's Mill?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Let's pause here for talking about a Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Who is he?
He lived
in Falston?
Behind the Cannon House.
Behind
the Carr's Mill Road.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So he had a big car and used to
stop and get us.
Uh-huh. When you were walking to school?
Yes.
Uh-huh. He'd give you a ride?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he owned a canning factory, didn't he, Mother?
Uh-huh, yes.
Where they would can what? Or tomatoes?
Tomatoes and beans, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because they used to get people from Baltimore.
Thank you.
To come up and pick the beans.
Mm-hmm. And that was at the canning factory, and that was near Carr's Mill? Mm-hmm.
Right on Carsmill, wasn't it?
Yeah, right up from there. Little piece.
Up from the mill, but it was on Carsmill, mm-hmm. going around the corner.
Yeah.
And the stone structure is still there. The foundation. Because a lot of people go by there, and they have that beautiful bridge right close. It was right on the Winter's Run, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that bridge wasn't there when we were there.
What?
That bridge was
there. The old bridge was there. The
just a
steel bridge. Or,
Wood. Going back to Carr's Mill, I'm not sure I got it on the tape, what you said about Mr. Carr. You remember him when you were a child, and he'd come out of the mill, and he'd be covered with flour, and and you said that he was a robust man and friendly. And so that's going back quite a few years, I guess.
Yes, it is. That was a good while ago. That's when I lived on Carsmill Road.
Carsmill, which was, that was after Pilesville. That was after Delta and Dublin. That was your father's last farm? Carsmill?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was the last farm.
Well, it was the last
farm. Yes, the Carsmill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he went to... my mother died there.
Do you remember when you moved to Carsmill Road? About what year that was?
Oh, you'll have to help me with that because I didn't know.
Let's see. What year?
I'm trying to place Mr.
Sure.
Carr, I guess.
Okay. I'm trying to think when you were in Bel Air.
I graduated there.
10th and 11th grade, but you went there a year or so. You went there, what, in 10th grade while you still lived at Dublin?
I graduated in 27.
Right? I think that's when you graduated from Towson.
Oh, yes, 25.
25. So that must have been about 1924 or 23, I think.
And the mill was still operating.
Yes. Huh. Mm-hmm. It was still operating. I remember it when it was still operating.
Mm-hmm.
That's, geez, let's see. That must have.
So that would have been the 20s and 30s?
And 40s. Maybe. I think so, yeah, in the 40s. So I graduated in 55, and I don't think it was operating when I graduated.
So let's go back to the old Fauston. There was Lancaster Store on the corner of Pleasantville. And Mountain Road. Mm-hmm. And there was the old school house, youth benefit. The two room.
And then down the road was this one room.
Old one room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what else was there in downtown Fauston? And this would have been the early part of the 20s or 30s.
But really, you wouldn't say this is downtown Fauston. This is more just Pleasantville. Because downtown Fauston would be back, you know, where they had the mall and the hall. Uh-huh. And the...
okay. So the area we're talking about here is Pleasantville.
Yes. And Pleasantville...
Pleasantville.
Couple of houses. Well, there were more than a couple of houses. But at this intersection of Pleasantville and Putnam, there used to be an undertaker's house, right?
Mr. Walker. And he was a furniture builder.
Furniture builder, cabinet maker, and also undertaker thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was an undertaker.
And
he made coffins.
Mm.
And then next to that was the post office, Pleasantville Post Office. And it was in existence for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then down the road where Austin Riley's big farm was, in the old brick house, they had one of the private school. There was a gentleman there
Because when we wrote this, worked on the bicentennial, Alice Harlan and I had done a lot of research, and we had written down about this school in Austin Raleigh. The gentleman lived there, and he had a large family, like 13 kids, and so he had their own school. And then the neighborhood kids would go there, too. This was in addition to youth benefit. And then a further High Point. High Point had a school also. In the minutes at the Board of Education, as I went in to read the minutes a couple of times because I was writing this history of youth benefit, which I can't find all of it, it mentioned
Oakley or something like that was on the other side.
Down Sugar Hill, on the other side of Pleasantville, was another little school. They had lots of schools around here. And then, of course, the Quakers had really started the schools, had a school down there, too. Back in the early 1800s, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then the...
the benefit of the youth.
No, well, that was down here. Yeah, the Quakers supposedly gave that land for that first youth benefit, and that's where the benefit of the youth came from.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Falston, they had, for the Falston two-room school, they bought land from Mr. Hamilton, who was the father of this lady up here. And that was written in the minutes at the Board of Education, and I've forgotten it exactly in the date, mm-hmm. the middle 1800s.
So there's actually a village called Pleasantville.
There was a village, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they had all these people, and they actually had a post office for a short time. The same way out here, you know, where Billy lives on Oakmont, used to be called mm-hmm. Snake Lane anyway, and then it goes into what they call now Ryan Road. That used to be called Amos Road because they had a post office there, right, Mother?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, she did on the corner of
and
Angleside, where Angleside School was.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Angleside School is where Jennings lives, right? Catherine Jennings and her husband. Can't remember his first name. And it's a private dwelling. It was a two-room, one-room, Angleside.
Jean
Jennings. Good mm-hmm. for you. Jean and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this Angleside was there at the corner of of Ryan Road and Cars Mill Road.
Mm-hmm.
Just up from the Falston Fire Department in Falston High School.
Mm-hmm.
I'll retell you about
this. No, this is important. So then what would have been this area down here at Pleasantville and Mountain Road?
There's
no name for it. Outlying
of Pleasantville. Lancaster's Corner. It was always called Lancaster's Corner.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Lancaster's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, you know, the doorkeeper name was Lancaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was known for Lancaster's Corner many years.
And they lived, they had their home up from the store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And across from that wasn't where the Gibbons's, wasn't there a family by the name of Grays lived there?
I believe so.
And what about where Frank Thomas, Grayville, old John Grayville, his stepfather, sawmill. Yeah, the sawmill, John Grayville. And where did the Graybills, was there always a house and a farm there when you talked? Do you remember what was there? I know his mother's husband died, Frank Thomas, and she remarried John Graybill.
Mm-hmm.
John Graybill started the sawmill, right?
I guess.
Well, that's what you got. That's what I, yeah.
And then, anyway, then Frank, and then he gave, or sold or gave it to Frank Thomas. And Frank, because Frank worked with his father, his stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
But before that were Gray's, and then where that hill is, was Arch Amos's place, right? Because they used to go over there sometimes to get water to Arch Amos's.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from the 7-Eleven, and there isn't anything there. And they were going to sell it to Amoco, and
yeah.
Stanley Lloyd didn't want them to do it. And I know for a fact Amoco paid him $5,000 a month, but... somehow he reneged on it or something. I don't know.
So there's nothing, still nothing.
So nothing is there. But I have heard, because I'm not in politics anymore, I don't know what's going on very much, but that there may be another shopping center. I don't know.
Hmm.
So. But okay. This corner on the right, as you go at, is all grown up with weeds and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It used to be Gibbons's. Farm, and before that it used to be Gray's. But anyway, my daddy used to keep his car out there. Didn't he?
Yeah, because this road was all muddy.
It was a dirt road. Used to keep the car out there so you could get out in the rainy season.
Right. Yeah. It was all... And the farmers went together and put stone and stuff on the road.
Hmm.
So they eventually would hardtop it. Oh, and my father used to box at it Lancaster's Corner, too. Did you,
Daddy, called it Kid Angus.
Mm-hmm. He used to box?
Mm-hmm.
As in boxing? With gloves?
As in boxing, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was a little diversion.
Yeah, he was going to fight with the armory. But his mother didn't want him to. She cried now.
You mean there were fights, official fights held, or this was at somebody's house?
Oh, no, well, this was just,
the road.
Out in the road or by the store, you know, right there by the parking lot, there by the store. And then
at Lancaster store, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
that's long time ago.
Well, that's when Daddy was, before you were married.
Yeah.
And then they would take contenders from the area and fight at the armory, at the Bel Air Armory.
Hmm. Wow.
Dave was a good boxer, but his mother didn't want him to box anymore. She got Uncle Ben to go talk to him.
Uncle Ben down at Benson. That's another nice place down there at Benson, you know.
Yeah, that's
the poor old house.
Amos home.
That's where this one lived. And, it's 102 acres. And I was, Uncle Ben was my grandfather's brother. And he didn't get married till he was about 50. And he married Gladys
Barnes
who was a graduate from Goucher, and she would have been a nurse. Anyway, they had three children late in life. She was younger than he was.
Hmm.
But anyway, they all died except for Bobby. Hmm. And then this other girl, the other one was Mary Alice, and she died, but she left some children, so it's tied up in the state, as far as I know. Leo Sullivan used to handle it, and I imagine his son, Patrick. But anyway, I'm sure, and it's a lovely land. It used to be farmland. I remember when Bill, before we were married, and after we were married, he used to farm down there in Benson, you know, in Uncle Ben's place. He and his father, both sides, this is at 152 and Harford Road, going up toward Benson.
Mm-hmm.
But now there are houses, and of course, the Boston Hospital. And that's before all this. But I'm sure they wanted a lot of money.
I'm sure.
No farmer could compete.
No farmer can compete with that. Well, I guess maybe we better sum up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do that, but I think we better close up mostly because I have to go. But also because I don't want to keep you too much longer. Just want to thank you for your time today.